The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 9, 1974, in Paris, France.
Actually, they do not want God, they want Maya. Otherwise, if anyone wants God, Krishna, there is no difficulty. Krishna says, Manmana bhavamad bhakta madjari mag namas. Mami vaisyasikasam. Fourth thing, just always think of me. Manmana mad bhakta. Just become my devotee. Madjaji, worship me and offer your obeisance unto me. If you do simply these four things, then you are coming back to me without any doubt. These four things. But they cannot do it or will not do it. Otherwise, it's very simple. We are thinking of something always. Simply we have to replace Krishna. No, they don't think so many other things, except Krishna. This is the reason. Otherwise, it is not at all the reason. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madjari mag namaskar. This is Krishna Tama. They will make a program, thoughtlessness. That lady was...
She becomes thoughtless.
Yes. Because they are disgusted with this material thought. Therefore, they want to make it zero. But that is not possible. You must think of something. So they have no spiritual idea. They do not know what is spiritual thinking. They think that make it zero. These thoughts, let us make it zero. Just like a diseased man suffering from the very beginning of his life, then if somebody suggests that when he will be cured, he will very nicely eat, nicely walk, and nicely think. So he is coming to the stage of disease condition, again thinking. Again eating, even lying down on bed, then what is the difference? No, it must be zero. No eating, no sleeping, no bedding, nothing. He is thinking that because he has got bad experience of his disease condition. He thinks again if there is eating, if there is walking, then how can we cure? He cannot think. These rascals, because they have no idea what is spiritual thinking, they want to make this thinking zero only. Sunnavadi. They are called Sunnavadi. Nidbana. Buddhist philosophy. Your body is subjected to pains and pleasure to dismantle this body. This is Buddha philosophy. Make it zero. There will be no more pains and pleasure. You have got some trouble in the eyes, pluck it out. He does not have to cure it. He simply knows, pluck it out. This is their philosophy. Asattare satta karimani. Ahankare matto hoya nitai pada pashariya asattare satta kari mani. Being puffed up by false ego, I have taken untruth as truth. And when somebody speaks about truth, I take it as untruth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's covered. Right, covered.
There's a path that leads to the lake here.
There's not enough room for me.
What is that?
There's a small path, but it's not very big. You can continue around this way.
These rascals, they do not know that our process is most difficult. Because as soon as I ask them to give a meeting, it is a very difficult task for them. But actually, it is very difficult for them. You see, that gentleman in Geneva, as long as I was talking about meat eating, he became a little disgusted.
He said, why don't we speak of higher principles?
Yeah. Because this is the beginning of higher principles. No, this may let it remain. Let us go to the higher principles.
Yes.
The rascal does not know that you cannot go without learning ABCD. How you can ask for passing an examination? But no, I do not know ABCD, but let me go for passing an examination. This is ABCD. That Jisha Vantagatam, any sinful man, he cannot understand about God. It is not possible. Param dhama pavitram paramam bhava. But without being pavitra, they want to go to the platform of understanding God.
Just like that Jean Herbert.
Huh?
Just like that Sanskritist in
Yes. I'm smoking. I do not like to give it up.
I think from here we have to walk on the sidewalk. There may be cars coming.
Hare Krishna.
That's your problem.
It is very, very difficult for you. To give up intoxication, especially in the Western countries. Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland. When one of my godbrother went to London for preaching, so Lord Jetland said, can you make me a Brahmin? And then he said, yes, why not? You have to give up these things. No illicit sex, no intoxication. He said, oh, it is impossible. For us it is impossible. So actually, these four prohibitory rules is impossible for these aspects.
They would rather die than give them up, Srila
Prabhupada. Yeah. Even our men, after so much training, they are also falling down. It is so difficult thing. Actually, it is the most difficult thing.
The path down at the lake is very big.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You like to walk down by the lake?
No, no, it is all right. In India also, although they are vegetarian, and they cannot give us smoking, even bidi. They cannot give us chewing pan. This is very difficult task. I was thinking when I first came there, as soon as I proposed these things, because I have got experience that Lord Jetland said it is impossible. What will they accept? And I'll have to go back again. But I did not make any compromise. Yes, others, Laska yogis and samis. Yes, yes, you can eat whatever you like. You can do whatever. You practice nose pressing, that's all, and give me my fees. Then you'll have time. This is not possible.
When you had your talk several years ago with the professor in Russia, he made the point when you were discussing about the regulative principles that if you follow these principles, then your life becomes very simple. And if you don't follow these principles, life becomes very complicated. He appreciated that one point.
Yeah, and each sin man will appreciate it. Or anartha nivittishya. Without anartha nivitti, anartha nivitti and stopping all unwanted things. Anartha. Anartha means which does not give us any profit, but unnecessarily we are accustomed. Suppose we do not take any intoxicant. So what is our inconvenience? But people are spending millions and millions of dollars only for smoking. Therefore, it is useless, anartha. But they cannot give it up. And condition is that without anartha nivitti, there cannot be attachment for God. Adho sadhya tato sadhasam tato bhajana kriya tato anartha nivittishya tato nishtha tato ruchi tatha shakti tato bhava sadhakana ayam premna pradudbhavi hrutkrama. These are the steps. So after anartha nivitti, one is firmly fixed up in devotion. And if the anartha that disturbing him, and then he is not fixed, he will fall down. He will fall down. That risk is already there. So these people are so much accustomed to this anartha, and they cannot give it up.
What is the best way to gradually get them detached?
Huh?
The best way to gradually get them detached.
Well, bhajana kriya. Therefore, bhajana kriya, sadhu sangha, association with devotees, and stick to the devotional program. Just like devotional program we have got. Bhajana kriya, this is called bhajana kriya. One cannot be slack in the process of devotional program. Then it will be vidhi marga, the regulatory principles. Chant 16 rounds. Rise early in the morning, have Mangal Arati, read books, take your bath. These are the process. Bhajana kriya. Bhajan means devotional service and kriya. The yogis they call kriya yoga. This leg is dirty water, eh?
Yes.
Drain water.
Generally all these rivers everywhere now are all contaminated.
That means the mode of civilization is so nice that everything is becoming contaminated.
Yeah.
And why not the people? They'll have to come down with your best place.
That is called madness when they madness when they keep creating things which are hurting them, but they don't stop.
That is Maya. Maya is very strong.
We can go down this way.
Yes. Why they are contaminating?
Huh? All the factories.
That very business is contaminated. Actually. Sea has become contaminated.
The sea?
Yes.
Yeah.
Long Island and those places, if you go, you see, the sea is so dirty.
In New York, they're anticipating a crisis.
Huh?
Because for many years they've been taking all their trash and rubbish and putting it out in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And now that whole part of the sea is coming in towards land. Very, very contaminated.
There's, the article said that they dump their garbage in a certain area. And nothing can grow there except the most poisonous bacteria. And now that whole business is moving back towards the population.
Reaction. Everything. Yajñartha karma natru lokayam karma bandhan. Whatever you do, you are bound up by the reaction. That is nature's law. And occasionally there will be big war and they will kill themselves, that's all. Now they are killing animals, that is separate from human being, but time will come, the human being, they will kill themselves, one another. Not only one, two, but wholesale. Daily, millions or thousands will be killed. They want to avoid war. For that reason, they invented the United Nations.
Yes.
So why they want to avoid war? What is the reason?
For avoiding war?
Yes.
They want to maintain their pleasure. Huh.
Why encroach upon others' pleasure? Tena taktena bhunjitha magidha kasase dhanam. Kishopane says, you don't encroach upon others' pleasure.
Because they have no spiritual idea or spiritual pleasure, they can never be satisfied, so they always envious.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So there is no coconut tree, mango tree, banana tree. These are all useless trees, simply for becoming fuel. They are also condemned. Yes? Sinful trees. There are past trees and sinful trees.
Krishna says that one who is always active within is very dear to me. Does this mean we should struggle to keep our minds engaged all the time in Krishna's service?
Active within?
Active within.
What is that active within?
Is in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Active within, what is that? Active within.
Thinking of Krishna.
Oh, that's very good. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaram. We should be always active in Krishna consciousness, within or without. That is one. Antarbhari. Abhavitra pavitra vasa bhavasana pavitra. Yasmare pundi khakyam sa bhaiya abhandam. Bhaiya means external. And abhantaram means internal. So we should be active both in Krishna consciousness, externally and internally. Savanam kirtanam, externally hearing and chanting, and smaranam, internally smaranam, thinking. These are the process of bhakti. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasev.
Will there come a time when people will become disgusted with the scientists and reject them?
No. They'll more and more forget Krishna. This is Kali Yuga. On account of these blind leaders, don't you see that this rascal Darwin's theory, that is very much appreciated. Any movement which tries to get out God, very much appreciated. And that is very much appreciated. That is scientific. You forget God, that is scientific. And as soon as you speak of God, you are primitive, old type. You are conservative. That another rascal, Helen Ginsberg, he was speaking, Swamiji, you are very conservative.
Good to you.
discussed that fact that when people die in different modes of nature, how they come back. And you say that people die in the mode of passion, they come back in human life. If they die in the mode of ignorance, they come back in demonic species of life. So, the people today seem to be... is it that they'll all come back as animals in their next life? How does a person come back in... What merits a person coming back in human life? It seems like an elevated birth. How does motive passion give one the opportunity of human life?
Generally, people are mixed, rajasthama. For human life also, they are animals like. They cannot understand anything. It's like when you speak of, don't eat meat, they become angry. What is this human life? It is simply in the form of human life. They give an example that there are many animals, they eat flesh. Therefore, we shall not eat. The other does the man.
Yes.
And you are not animal. And then you stop. He thinks that he is human being, but he wants to eat like animal. So what kind of human being he is? You see? He is proud to become human being, but he wants to behave like animal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur has taken all these people as poshu. Sei poshu bara duracha. He has not said that he is human being. Nitaina bolila mukhe, mojila samasar sukhe. Vidya kule ki kori beta. Vidya kule ki kori. Sei poshu bara duracha. Shabir bara austa. Bhagavat says, they are not human beings. So, dog, bir bara, hogs. Stool-eating hog, shabir, baraha, ustra, camel, shabir, baraha, ustra, kha. Sang stool ka purusha purusha. Anyone who is accepting this body as self, he is an animal. Yashatma buddhi kunapi eti dhatke sadhik kalatra vishubhauma pijyati. Deep buddhi salile nakar hijit janesu abhigyesu saiva gopara. Gopara. Go means cow and kara means ash. Animal.